cost is on the minds of American students, including those who work with Tally Hart.
The number one question that students always ask is, will there be money for me to go to college?
Hart's job at Ohio State University is to help low-income students figure out how. And she says federal aid is increasing. For example, Pell Grants went up $500 in the stimulus bill.
The concept of the Pell Grant is that it forms a foundation of funding. I think the bigger message is that Pell Grants are going to increase rather than decrease. When there have been previously any discussion of federal aid reducing, low-income students stop going to college. And
Did you say any discussion, meaning they just hear news of it and they stop?
That's right. That's one of the big problems. I encourage families and my own family members all the time, apply, let us tell you what you're eligible to receive, wait to see the facts, and then make a good, solid decision.
Can you share with me some of the conversations you've had with students in the last few weeks?
One of the things that concerns a lot of families is that the federal system bases eligibility on their 2008 income and their parents' 2008 income. Students want to know what to do when mom or dad lost a job. And it's important that families know that they can apply and have their aid revised based on their 2009 circumstance.
And even though there is aid available, and a big part of your job is to persuade people that that's the case, do you sometimes come across people who want to go to college and you say, look, there's just no way. We're not going to be able to assemble a package for you.
I don't see that. The question happens when a student is fully funded and the family circumstances are so extreme that they can't afford the student to go to college at no cost. They need the student to stay home and earn money to help keep the family afloat. That's the one very discouraging circumstance that we see as the result of this economy.
Well, when you go around the state and you get into these meetings and get into one-on-one sessions with students or with their families, do you notice a change about the way that they approach you as the economy has changed?
I see specific families who just assume with this economy that there just is not going to be enough money to send their child. I think of a grandmother who had taken on the care of her grandchildren, who was just sure that there was no hope and no way that her obviously bright high school junior was going to have any chance of going to college. And when she saw the outcome that there really was a federal Pell Grant, that he would be eligible for work study, which is included in the stimulus bill, you could watch the visible relief on her face, followed by joy and excitement that her grandchild might have a different future than she and even her children had experienced. We know that the fastest way to eliminate poverty in America is to have just one member of the family go to college. And I saw that hope in that grandmother's face last Saturday afternoon. It made it absolutely worth any time, any effort, anything that I could have seen to see that hope on her face.
Tally Hart runs the Economic Access Initiative at Ohio State University. Thanks.
Thank you.
And Tally Hart joins us for a live chat at npr.org tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern Time.